Humayun Tomb Complex, Delhi. A tomb is a monument placed on the limits of two worlds. Jacques-Henri Bernardin de Saint-Pierre. Not to cover more of Delhi's monumental saga felt incomplete. Especially after Pranokila. And knowing where Humayun fell and died. But the Humayun Tomb Complex is not a checkmark in an itinerary. It is limitless, in the deep history it ensconces and its dimensions. So let me help you with your shoelaces and begin. The architecture. Nothing would have prepared me to absorb the vastness of this majestic burial place. A massive platform of 12,000 square meter, (129,000 square feet). First of its kind and inspiration for Mughal architecture. The entire complex is 27 hectare, 270,000 square meter. The mausoleum is laid out in four gardens on a raised platform. Traversing them are four water channels, one in each direction. Chabar, four gardens, as a concept comes from the Quran. The Garden of Paradise. Where rivers of water, milk, honey, and wine break the ground into four parts. Babur, the first to embrace this style, ordered the construction of an avenue garden. It was inspired by Quranic principles. He was later buried there. Sunken garden is another significant architectural feature seen in this complex. The first ever, at Isa Khan's mausoleum, in 1547-48 CE. Then replicated two decades later at Humayun's mausoleum. The belief is that Mughals introduced this form. Recent excavations have disproved that. Marble and sandstone together in its construction is also a first. You would probably remember the constraint of Kila Ikona Mosque in Pranakila preceding this deliberate design. Humayun Kam Akbara, Dormitory of the Mughals. Asymmetrically octagonal. It is a double-domed structure made of red sandstone. Each side has deep vaulted arches. Their insides are decorated with six-sided stars. Marble cupola within has khutras around it. These canopies are adorned with blue ceramic tiles. The raised square platform is 7 meters above the ground. The lower ground has arched windows throughout. The upper ground houses the central burial chamber of Emperor Humayun. Yellow and black marble cenotaph is aligned in the north-south direction as per Islamic tradition. With exquisite Pietra Dura motifs. But this is not where the emperor lay buried. The ground floor of the mausoleum houses the true burial place. This tradition was started here, but its finest example is the Taj Mahal. Walls of this central hall have arched windows adorned with jali, lattice screen, work. A mihrab, niche facing the Mecca, also finds a place here. Instead of it being a solid wall, this niche is a window with lattice screen work letting light in. 8 vaults surround the main chamber. Each pair of vaults is a part of another ancillary cluster of 8. 124 such chambers exist on the two floors. This is the dormitory in which the extended family and courtiers of the Mughals rest in peace. Over 150 of them. Islamic tradition considers a burial near a Sufi saint's grave to be holy. The sepulchre of Hazrat Nizam ad-Din Awliya, a revered Sufi saint, lays just a stone's throw from the complex. That makes the location of this dormitory of Mughals significant. Walking around. Isa Khan, a noble in the court of Shershah Zuri, constructed Kotla Isa Khan Niazi, I.C. Khan's tomb, during his lifetime. Inspired by Lodi architectural style, the octagonal layout with a veranda is typical. As is the dome surrounded by small canopies covered in blue glazed tiles. Hanging eaves on the superstructure are supported by ornamental brackets. The mausoleum sits in an 8-sided sunken garden. The precinct also has a mosque bearing green and blue tiled canopies. Arab Sarai, a rest house for the 300 craftsmen that Haji Begum got back from her Mecca pilgrimage, is next en route Hama Yun's monument. Afzawala, officers, mosque and his burial place lie within it. Baba's tomb, Buhalima's tomb and Nila Gumad, Blue Dome, are the other mausoleum in this sprawling compound. If you have the time after taking in the Piece de Resistance's splendor, go around smaller, yet important bits of history waiting to be savored. Look out for the finale of my Delhi Diaries next week.